Gary Sinise joins us on Sports Byline. He's probably best known for starring in Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Truman, George Wallace, the two-part miniseries, and the television series CSI NY, as many other roles as well. And Gary has won a Primetime Emmy Award, a Gold Globe Award, a Tony Award, and four Screen Actor Guilds Awards, and he's also received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the military certainly holds a special place in Gary's heart. This is where Gary and I cross paths. My 7 broadcast tours in Iraq and 7 in Afghanistan. I slept where Gary slept in Afghanistan. And Gary, your signature was on the wall below my bed, or above my bed, I should say. And it was a special meaning for me since I grew up in a military family as a kid. And when you think back on your visiting the troops on these tours and visits, what do you remember most?
Oh, too many things, my friend. I do remember you mentioned me signing the plywood in that little bunkhouse at Bagram. Is that the one where Al Franken had a picture of him?
Yes.
Up on the wall?
Yes.
I remember that. Al Franken had been on a tour over there, and he put a 8x10 up on the wall, or somebody did anyway. And I ended up signing that. That could have been any number of trips that, preceded you sleeping under my signature there. But yep. Been there many times, and so many different trips around the world, and across the country and up to Alaska and Gitmo and all these different places. This mission of service to our defenders has taken me on a number of great tours all around the world, and it's been a real privilege to be able to do that. Hard to pinpoint exactly one particular tour. I write about a lot of these moments in my book, Grateful American, which kind of documents the journey from, just being focused on acting and theater and movie work and television work to kind of a broader focus on the service mission and trying to give back to the men and women who served our country. And during the, all along the book, there's many, many different stories from many, many different tours and trips and individuals that I've met who have inspired me and motivated me. And all of that eventually manifested itself into creating my own foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation.
One of the things, Gary, that I remember the most on all those tours was the fact I never heard a soldier complain about anything. That type of dedication really stuck with me for a long time. I mean, for the Army, they were over there in those early days on 18-month tours, and the Marines, I know, out in Fallujah, they were over there for 16-month tours and even some maybe 11 months. But the pilots were there for 6 months because I've spent a lot of time with the pilots, being a pilot myself. But the fact that nobody ever contoured really, complained really touched me greatly. Was there any one moment, though, there are a couple moments maybe that touched you as well like that?
Now that you mention it, I don't have any recollection of anybody ever complaining about what they were doing or that they had to be there. I mean, generally, when I'm sure you recognize it, when you are over there as a civilian to bring entertainment or bring spirit lifting to the war zone and everything, generally, people are in a good mood when they see you.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it was for me. When I have done many of these tours, they're there to boost morale and lift spirits and to pat these folks on the back and to show them they're appreciated. And they end up, kind of patting you on the back quite a bit.
Right.
And, you know, while you're there, just for the fact that you got on an airplane and went over there to do something for them. I was always, you know, once I did it in the beginning, my first overseas tours were in 2003. There was a big tour to Iraq. It was the first big entertainment tour after the fall of the statue. Remember the statue of Saddam
right.
Hussein got pulled down? And that was in April of 2003. And in June of 2003, I was on the first big USO tour. It was a giant tour. There were 180 people on this tour, and I got on it, and many entertainers, football players, basketball players, cheerleaders, comedians, actors, lots of different people were on that tour. And once I did that, I just wanted to do it as much as possible. So I came home. And that was in June, and in July I was over in Italy and doing a military base tour for the USO then. And then in August I was over in Germany doing a tour. September I went to Walter Reed for my first time and went down to Fort Stewart and spent time with the Third ID down there. And then October I was somewhere else, and then November I was back in Iraq. So I was just... Once I did it, I could see what showing up did for the troops. You know, just the fact that somebody shows up and brings them a little bit of home. I could see how that was helping, and I wanted to continue to do it as much as possible. And again, it turned into a life mission and something that I've spent just. You know, a lot of time on, raised a lot of money to support this mission, and we continue to do that in multiple ways through the programs of the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Yeah, you know, I found the same thing, Gary. They thanked us more than we thanked them, and I know that was what you were talking about when they thanked you for coming over there. The other thing I found is sports is a great bridge to home. Everybody remembers a particular team, like Sports Byline broadcasts the different things in sports and interviews. And every time we brought over athletes, we would stay up. We'd finish the show maybe at 10 or 11 o'clock, depending upon what the local time was. We would stay up and talk with the men privately, not privately, but in, you know, small groups about their favorite team, their favorite athletes, because the athletes were with us. They remembered those athletes and everything. And it was very inspiring for them to get insight on athletes and on sports and on teams and everything. We'd stay up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning just talking with the soldiers that are there. And to me, it left a very touching part, having an international national sports talk show, being able to broadcast that. So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, no, you're there to lift them up, right? And to pat them on the back. I mean, before I started taking my band and entertaining them with music, I was just, you know, doing the, you know, I wasn't doing a show like you were, but I was part of, you know, just a visit. And I would go out, shake hands, take pictures, sign autographs, that kind of thing, visit with the troops, have dinner, have lunch with them. Just hang out with them, get around to as many places as I could in the time that I had, and just to let them know, hey, we're not forgetting about you back at home. We think about you, and you know, as soon as I got home, I was asking them where else can I go?
Yeah, I know what you. We only have about 90 seconds before we have to break here. I'll tell you one story. I was at Landstuhl Medical Hospital. That's where they take the injured back. From Iraq and Afghanistan. And I know I was walking through the halls and I looked into a room, saw a soldier, thought I'd go in and say hi and talk to him. And the doctor pulled me back real quick. And he said, be careful, he has an attitude. And you can imagine some of those that were wounded did. So I walked in and he gave me one of those, what the hell do you want looks. He was from Philadelphia. And I walked in, saw the look, And I said to him, by the way, Philadelphia fans, they go out to the airport and boo bad landings, don't they? And he just started laughing. And I spent about 40 minutes with him. And you just saw him switch from one personality to another. And I'll never forget that as well. That was right before I went back to Afghanistan a little bit later on. Gary, hold on one second. We'll take a break, come back, talk about some of the other work for the foundations and some of the other things that you're doing as we continue across the country and around the world. Gary Sinise with us on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline. Gary Sinise, the outstanding actor in Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, and also other great movies and also shows as well on television with us to talk about his Gary Sinise Foundation. And I've got to urge everybody, if you ever have a chance to get connected with the foundation like this, Gary's Foundation, it is so rewarding and so worthwhile. Gary, I know you have feelings for helping veteran causes. That was increased by 9/11 first responders and their families as well. Tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do in that area.
Oh, we have a pretty broad mission at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And it's broad because what I was doing before I had, you know, started my own foundation was trying to support multiple areas of need, you know, entertainment, building homes for wounded, supporting Gold Star children and families, dealing with first responders. So I was supporting a lot of different organizations and efforts that were in multiple areas. And then when I started my own foundation, I remember the guys who were drawing up the legal papers asked me what the mission was going to be and what our thing was going to be. And I said, well, we're going to be doing a lot of things. We want a flexible mission so that we can change with the needs and that we can fill those needs wherever we see them. And so we have multiple programs and initiatives at the Gary Sinise Foundation. Yesterday, we just handed over the 77th home to a wounded Afghanistan veteran in Tennessee, Christopher Kurtz, a U.S. Army sergeant who was blown up in 2010 and lost his legs, and he applied to our program. The program is called RISE, Restoring Independence, Supporting Empowerment, and it is a program to provide specially adapted housing, mobility devices, wheelchairs, that kind of thing, specially adapted vehicles for badly wounded service members. And I got involved in that way back in 2010 when we had the first quadruple amputee come back from Iraq. He lost both his arms and both his legs. And he was the first to survive that injury. Unfortunately, we had like four more after that. And so we built homes for all five of these quadruple amputees, and that led me to starting this program, Restoring Independence, Supporting Empowerment, at the Gary Sinise Foundation. Yesterday, happily, we handed over the keys to our 77th home. It's just one of the initiatives and one of the efforts that we have at the Gary Sinise Foundation, that people can go to GarySiniseFoundation.org and they can donate, and it will support just a multitude, you know, many, many different initiatives that are reaching out to support our defenders across the country.
Veterans Day for American veterans is scheduled for March 29th, and I think it's auspicious that this show is going to be airing on March 29th. So what do you have planned for that?
Vietnam Veterans Day.
Excuse me. Thank you. Vietnam Veterans Day. Thank you. What do you have scheduled for that day, Gary?
Look, I have Vietnam veterans in my family. That's where a big part of my mission starts. My wife's, both her brothers served in Vietnam. One was a combat helicopter pilot, 800 combat hours over Vietnam. And then her older brother, who unfortunately passed away when he was 39, he was a West Point graduate, two tours in Vietnam. Once as a lieutenant, and then went back as a captain. He taught at West Point as a major, and then went on to teach at Fort Leavenworth as a lieutenant colonel. Unfortunately, he got diagnosed with cancer and passed away in 1983. But I learned quite a bit from him and the Vietnam veterans in my family. Another Vietnam veteran, combat medic, married my wife's sister. So Vietnam veterans are very, very special to me. I have them in my family. I started supporting Vietnam veterans back in the 80s prior to playing the Vietnam veteran and Forrest Gump, you know, in the 90s. So whenever Vietnam Veterans Day comes up, it's a very, very special thing. I always try to do something special. We're honoring Vietnam veterans on that day at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And we've got all kinds of things going on. This Saturday, we're supporting the fire departments in Mayfield, Kentucky, with a big festival there. You know, they obviously, that town was just crushed by those tornadoes. And the first responders there really had to, you know, pull some very, very difficult duty. And we're going out to Mayfield with a festival on Saturday to support them. So again, many different initiatives at the Gary Sinise Foundation. We can never do enough for the men and women who serve our country, our veterans, our first responders, and the families who support them.
Since Sports Byline is broadcast on the American Forces worldwide, is there any particular message you'd like to send to the military overseas?
I'm always thinking about you, everyone serving overseas. You're in my thoughts and prayers constantly. Go to GarySiniseFoundation.org to learn more about what we're doing. We have programs all over the world. Our Serving Heroes program serves hot meals in Germany and Korea and different places around the world. We do that not so much because you need the food, but what we want to do is send the message that we do not forget your service to our country. We don't forget that you're overseas away from your own families, and we want you to know how appreciated you are. God bless you and be safe.
Yeah, I know. I was in Guantanamo. I know you were in Guantanamo. I've been in South Korea as well. And it's very interesting to be in that military environment, but also what you were talking about, first responders environment. There's something that is consistent with people who help under those circumstances. What is it that you found?
From our first responders, I'll tell you why I got so involved. On that first trip to Iraq that I talked about, mm-hmm. Back in 2003, I sat down. I was on my way from Kuwait City to up into Baghdad, and I sat down on the C-130 next to a gentleman who was wearing this little button on his shirt, and it was two gentlemen. One was dressed in a police officer's uniform. The other was a firefighter. And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Those are my sons. They were both killed on 9/11." Mm. And he told me the story, and he gave me the button, reached into his backpack and pulled out an FDNY hat and gave it to me. Turns out he was he had served in the Marine Corps. He was a Marine Corps veteran, and then he was a legendary veteran of the FDNY, and both his sons had gone into, you know, became first responders in New York City, lost their lives, and we became fast friends, and he invited me when we got back to come to Brooklyn to the firehouse that his son had served in. They lost six firefighters on 9/11. And I went there, and I befriended so many in the FDNY that I started helping them in different ways in New York City. I helped them build a memorial in Brooklyn, honoring all the first responders that were killed on that day. I have supported the Fire Family Transport Foundation, the Friends of Firefighters. Though that is the genesis, going back 20 years almost to September 11th, of our first responder outreach at the Gary Sinise Foundation. Now we support departments all across the country. We receive grant applications for support. When you think about it, so many of the departments across the country, they're volunteers. You know, they're these small little towns, and they've got a volunteer fire department. They don't have a budget. They don't have any money, can barely buy the equipment they need to save lives. And so they apply to the Gary Sinise Foundation. We provide all kinds of services to these fire departments across the country, and they help save lives. You know, if you don't have the jaws of life to carve into a car that's just tipped over and is on fire, has a family in there, that family may get lost. And somebody at some small fire department will apply to the Gary Sinise Foundation and say, can you help us get this piece of equipment? And we will provide that kind of thing for them. So people that go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website and donate to us, they are helping countless individuals and organizations and departments all across this country. And their generosity and their support is helping to save lives.
Well, Gary, I want to thank you for the time and also kind of our remembrances together of your tours and my tours as well. Congratulations for what you do. And you are welcome here anytime on Sports Byline that we can help you. Take care, my friend.
I sure appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Gary Sinise, of course, outstanding actor, but also doing other things in life that are helping other people. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.